Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. What you're going to be seeing is a couple of minutes of our black Jew president, Cyril Ramaphosa's statement to the nation on the 23rd of March, where he said there's going to be a 21-day lockdown in the country starting in 2 days' time. So in this talk that you're going to see, in this excerpt from that talk, the four-minute excerpt, you're going to see him talking about a whole bunch of promises and things they're going to do. This clown is a guy who's big on promises, okay? He knows how to talk the talk. The Jews have been helping him. So he can talk his nonsense as much as he wants, and it sounds pretty impressive. But so far, his track record has been very much less than impressive. Maybe even worse than other dummies who've come before him. And that's because the country is going into ever larger states of dysfunctionality. So talk is cheap. You can sound real impressive. What's going to happen or not going to happen on the ground is a whole other issue. Now, in this talk, he's going to say, oh, well, we are putting aside 150 million rand for helping businesses. Do you know what a pittance 150 million rand is in South Africa these days? With our stupid, collapsing rand, which is now at 17.6 to a US dollar, this amounts to 8.5 million US dollars. It's nothing. And this is his aid, I think, to business. But then it gets really interesting. Then suddenly he says that there's also, by the way, a fund that everybody in the rest of the world can donate money to. A solidarity fund to help the poor South Africans. And you know who they're going to help and who they're not going to help. All that is going to go to those poor blacks who always need help, even though they now run the country and have key jobs in business, etc., where they've driven the whites out. So these poor blacks, they need your help. Meanwhile, they control everything. And by the way, Ramaphosa himself is a billionaire. He's a billionaire. He's stinking rich. And he didn't give any money. He's not donating anything. Of course not. But anyway, you're going to see that he suddenly mentions these wonderful people who are going to come to the party and assist. And he mentions the Jewish Oppenheimers. He doesn't say Jewish, but the Oppenheimers are Jews. And he mentions the Ruperts. Now, from what I can understand, the Ruperts are not Jews, but they are basically Goyim who work flat out with the Jews. The Ruperts are linked to the Rothschild family, the Jewish Rothschild family, which is in Britain, and these people are trillionaires. But one of the things you got to understand about all these rich is they're all busy hiding their money. So the numbers that you see in public is just a tiny fraction of what they actually have, because the only monies that are ever disclosed are those that are in public companies. And so you've got all these billionaire and trillionaire Jews who've got unbelievable amounts of money, and it's all hidden away in non-public companies and other mechanisms. There's trillions hidden away. As for the scumbag Rupert family, these are the same people who hated Dr. Hendrik Verwoerd. These are the same people who actually produce Rupert Rothschild Wines in South Africa. They deal directly with the Rothschilds. So in this speech to the nation, Ramaphosa suddenly mentions that the Oppenheimers and the Ruperts are each donating 1 billion rand to the cause to help all the small businesses. So let's see, what is 1 billion rand in dollars? So 1 billion rand works out as about almost $57 million. So it's not really that much, but it sounds impressive. Meanwhile, these people are loaded. Chances are they're hoping to make 20 times as much. Rich people like them never give away money. Rest assured, whatever they're giving away, they are fully expecting to get 10 times and more of that back. They're not going to just give away. These people don't give for free. But it's very interesting that he names them in public. And that says to me that these rich scumbags, race traitors, anti-white pieces of shit, that they wanted to be known to the blacks that, we're on your side. We're supporting your black president, your black government. These are treasonous pieces of shit. They are the enemy within. They are the enemy that operated in and amongst the whites. And now, out in public, they give all these huge amounts of money to the blacks because they want the blacks to love them. These same pieces of dog shit haven't given a cent to any white organization, white business, white political party, white orphanage, white anything. But they go nice and big and public when they're given to the black people. So that should show you that these are treasonous, two-faced pieces of dog shit, and they want everybody to see how they are working with the black people and supporting the black people while fucking the whites up their asses. These pieces of garbage actively work to see to it that whites don't get money, that white organizations can't get money. That's what they do. So anyway, here's the excerpt from the speech of Ramaphosa, and listen to what he says. And this guy himself is a billionaire. He's in with these Jews. I'm personally convinced that he himself converted to Judaism about 10 years ago. But that's another story, and I'll get back to that. But listen to Ramaphosa, talk his nonsense, and all those things that Ramaphosa says, we will do this, we will do that, this will work like this, that will work like that. Those of us who live here, we know that 75% of what he says isn't even going to happen. And if it happens, it's hardly going to even be the way that he says. So you've got to remember, he is the president of a dysfunctional country because they drove the whites out. And now they're talking big and bold. But we will see what actually goes down. So here's Ramaphosa talking his shit.
Fellow South Africans, our country finds itself confronted not only by a virus that has infected more than a quarter of a million people across the globe, but also by the prospects of a very deep economic recession that will cause businesses to close and many of our people to lose their jobs. Therefore, as we marshal our every resource and our every energy to fight this epidemic, working together with business, we are putting in place measures to mitigate the economic impact both of this disease and our economic response to it. We are today announcing a set of interventions that will help to cushion our society from these economic difficulties. This is the first phase of the economic response, and further measures are under consideration and will be deployed as needed. These interventions are quick and targeted. Firstly, we are supporting the vulnerable. Following consultation with social partners, we have set up a solidarity fund which South African businesses, organizations and individuals and members of the international community can contribute to. The fund will focus efforts to combat the spread of the virus, help us to track the spread, care for those who are ill, and support those whose lives are disrupted. The fund will complement what we are doing in the public sector. I'm pleased to announce that this fund will be chaired by Ms. Gloria Serobe, and the deputy chairperson will be Mr. Adrian Enthoven. The fund has a website, www.solidarityfund.co.za, and anyone can begin to deposit funds into this account from tonight, acting in solidarity with South Africans who are vulnerable. The fund will be administered by a reputable team of people drawn from the financial institutions, accounting firms, and government. It will fully account for every cent contributed and will publish the details on the website. It will have a board of eminent South Africans to ensure proper governance. To get things moving, government is providing seed capital of 150 million rand, and the private sector has already pledged to support the fund with financial contributions in the coming period. We will be spending money to save lives and to support the economy. In this regard, we must applaud the commitment that has been made in this time of crisis by the Rupert and Oppenheimer families of 1 billion rand each to assist small businesses and their employees affected by the coronavirus pandemic. We are concerned that there are a number of businesses that are selling certain essential goods at excessively high prices. This cannot be allowed, and this cannot go on. Regulations have been put in place to prohibit unjust price hikes, to ensure shops maintain adequate stocks of basic goods, and to prevent people from panic buying. It is important for all South Africans to understand that the supply of goods remains continuous and supply chains remain intact.
These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.